the building blocks of the sugyas from last week for the sugyas from this week. Last week we had a fundamental machlokes rishonim, how to understand our braisa. The braisa presents that you have to tell the other individual about the kilayim here, and that he has to put up a fence. And then the Gemara says, if he's misyayish and he doesn't take care of it, so then he's chayav achrius, he has taka, has to pay. So we had a fundamental machlokes rishonim last week that really affected Gantz Shas, that really emanates from this braisa and this braisa alone, because it's the source, as the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Kuf tells us, for the ultimate din of Dina de Garmi. If the all the statements in the braisa are a reflection of that din of Dina de Garmi. That was a machlokes, Tosis and Rambam. Tosis held that the reason why you need to be masra over here, although this is the world of Nezikin, and although you wouldn't necessarily think Hasra finds its roots at all in our sugya, and it's really the wrong place for the concept of Hasra. I would never even think that a Rishon would even use the word Hasra in our sugya. Over here, because of the nature of Dina de Garmi, it's only a knas, and you have to know that the guy is bemazed, so therefore, to ultimately get to the statement of Chiyav Ba'achrayis, to plug in that to be Dina de Garmi is Aptoisis, that's why you need Hasra. It was all building up to the end conclusion that why is this guy chayiv? It's only a knas b'derabanan. The Gemara in Gittin tells me that a knas b'derabanan is only b'mezid, not b'shayig, like we have by the din of Hezek Sheino Nikr. That's exactly why you need Hasra. Masha Enkin, the Ramban said, you misunderstood this entire sugya. Now, how the Ramban got there, Rabbi said, it took us a lot of time. And it took us a lot of research and understanding what the Ramban's kasha was. But ultimately, what did the Ramban say? Something that he said more than once throughout his chidushim in the Kuntres Dina de Garmi, which is what? Where's Admon and they left? So what does it mean, Rabbi Isai? It means, what did I just say? The Ramban. Why is it that you need Hasra? Because you need for Kilayim, you need Das. You need Rotzel. That's the Ramban. So it comes along the Chassam Sofer, and he's medayik something that Be'emes Rabbi said without the Chassam Sofer, it really is something that we might have been able to conclude even on our own. Based on the way the blocks dropped and the way the sugya fell out of why Hasra was necessary, comes along the Chassam Sofer and is medayik something that fits in within our setup of the sugya. That according to the Ramban, without Das, you don't even have a cheft of kilayim over here. You don't even have a chiyuv sreifa. You don't even have any shilas of Isra Ba'ano over here. You're missing the fundamentals and the ABC of kilayim. It's not just the erbuvia. It's not just the mixture. Whereas according to what the Balei HaTosis that says, no, the reason why I need Hasra over here is for an entirely different reason. It's for the din of what? Chiyuv achrayis. It's for the slapping on the payment over here. It's for the knas. So in Cain, it comes out. So in the world of kilayim, you would probably tell me that even without his yeyush and without the hasra, l'chayru would have kilayim. And the Chassam Sofer is medayik that in the Divrei HaTosfos. The problem is, Rabbi Yisai, once we delve into the sugya that we're learning right now, and we learn a Mishnayis, a Mishnah in Kilayim. Why are we learning a Mishnah in Kilayim? Because the truth is, the Rabbeinu Tam in the last Tosfos and the Tosfos on top of this Tosfos told us the only way for us to understand why this din is Rabbi Meir is only if we connect it to another Mishnah that was not a case of Dina de Garmi, but it had a common denominator within this sugya, within this Braisa, which was what? There's a Machloikis in an earlier din of Hamasachich Kfono Al Gabe Tfuah Shel Chavero. There's a machloikas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon if that now allows you to create kilayim. Do you say Odom Mekadesh Dover Sheino Shaloy? Do you say Ein Odom Mekadesh Dover Sheino Shaloy? Rabbi Meir was the one who subscribed and held that a person can create kilayim even with his friend's stuff. Odom Mekadesh Dover Sheino Shaloy. Zokta Rabbi Nutan, that is the premise
of the Gemara Bava Kama to prove that Rabbi Meir is the one who's done Dina Degarmi. That even in a situation where he's not doing it biyadayim, like our case, a mechitza that fell, and then the vines are asering on their own without my personal involvement in putting it on top of the other tvua. So that's Garmi, like we learned last week. But the author of that has to be Rabbi Meir. Why? Because Rabbi Meir was the only one who would say that this would be Kilayim because of another issue called Ein Adam Makdish Davar Sheinu Shelav. Now the truth is the Gemara doesn't use the Lashonis of Ein Adam Oyser Davar Sheinu Shelav, which we were introduced to yesterday. That is a fundamental machloikis throughout Chulin in Yevamis. But the Gemara in Yevamis says that this machloikis connects to the fundamental Shaila in Shas about whether or not a person can aser his friend's stuff, which will have tremendous ramification in other areas of Halacha. And I told you even a Shaila that you guys have faced in the world of Mukta. Like we started off the Shaila, if a person puts a piece of Mukta with Das onto another person's table, onto another person's tray, does he have the ability to make that into a basis of davar aser? L'chayr, that should be totally on this machlekes tanoim of adam davar shinu shelo or ein adam osa davar shinu shelo. Comes along Tosis and Yevamis on that pig gimel, and Tosis and Yevamis says, I don't understand this whole shaila of adam osa davar shinu shelo. It doesn't make any sense to me. You're going to tell me that if I walk into my friend's house and I put a piece of chazer into his cholent, that's not going to aser? That's the most ridiculous thing in the world. You're going to tell me that if I put milk into his pot of buster, that's not going to aser? That's the most ridiculous thing in the world. So we have stiras throughout Shas if Adam Oser Davish Nishalah or ain't Adam Oser Davish Nishalah. So it comes along Tosis and says, I don't understand how anyone could even read this Mishnah with a straight face and come out with the conclusion that there actually might be a machlekes whether or not a person can aser his other friend's stuff. How could you have a sugi in Chulin talking about mishtacha v'le behema shel chaveiro, shechting behema l'shem avodizara of his friend's stuff? How could that be? Hello, it's pasha to us. It's the ABCs of kashrus that if I would walk in, I would trafe it up, right? That I would be chayef. And that it would be aser. So what does Tosis say? Everybody say Tosis says a mardik chiddush. Tosis says you're right. Avada if you put chazer, avada if you put milk, avada if you do something that the iser is based on the metzias shabo, on the physical nature of it, like nesinas tam, like we learned in chulin, like kashrus, avada, it doesn't matter who does it. Avada that's not dependent on the fundamental shayla of adam osur davish nishalo or ein adam osur davish nishalo. All the examples that the Gemara discusses, Ein Adam Osur Davish Nishalai, like the case in Chulin, that the Gemara is talking about creating your friend's behema, shechting it, al das to be an Aveda Zara, that's not just through a Maisa. That's not just through a Shechita. You're doing a Shechita as much as the butcher's doing a Shechita, and there it could sell for $10 a pound. What are you talking about? How could Shechita be a Maisa Osur? No. The nekuda, the difference is when it comes to being shoychet la'avodah zarah, you're having machshava l'shem avodah zarah. A dover that's totally b'machshava, zoktoisis, that is totally on the question, on the fundamental shas issue, adam osur davar shinu shelo or ein adam osur davar shinu shelo. So now Tosis says, and every single case that the Gemara discusses, adam osur davar shinu shelo, it's all cases that are usher through machshava. Namely, what says Tosis? Kilayim. When a person asers kilayim is not just a function of the mixture. Kilayim is not just the irbuvia, the fact that these ingredients, the tfuah, is mixing with the vineyard, with the kerem. No! Kilayim also needs what? The bailim's machshava. I'll bring you a proof, says Tosis. What's the proof? The Mishnah says that if a person says likisha achzor aakor, if I say when I get back to my property I'm going to be oiker that mixture, that kerem, so then says the Mishnah, it's not aser harizeh mutter. Why? Hello, the mixture is there. Isn't it already basar v'chalav? The Teretz says it's not basar v'chalav. It's not just aser through the mixture. It's aser through das. So Mimelo Zoktoisis, Kilayim, according to what I'm saying, is Osir even without the Bailim. So
So we left off with a question, Rabbi Yisayim Kane. What's going to be pshat with our toises, with our son Seifer's diik? According to the way we were learned, Rabbi Yisai, that toises would hold that there's a chefetz of kilayim, even without das, even without hasra. So then how are you going to say that this is totally in the fundamental shiloh of Eino, the most of Davashina Shalom? Who's smiling right now? The Ramban smiling. Who's smiling? Tosi Yuvamis is smiling. They work out together. That's a geshmak of pshat. But when we learned the sugya according to Tosis, or by the whole binyan that we've been learning in Baba Basra, now we're really stuck with a fundamental shiloh. How are we going to understand this machlokes hanoim, this gemara in Yuvamis, in light of Tosis Shishito, which is so mistaber, Tosis in Yuvamis, but that's not going to work with our Tosis in Baba Basra. So the Emes is Rabbi Yisai, as I pointed out yesterday, if you look at the Tosis Yishonim there, he gives a Va'oidi Yishleimer, he gives another Teretz. But it's not entirely clear, and it doesn't speak out exactly what he's referring to. But I think what he's referring to, Rabbi Yisai, could be elucidated within the Rash Nishants on the Mishnah and Kilayim that we're learning. The Rash, who's a Rabbi Yisai, anytime you learn Kilayim, you learn Zroim, the Rash is the go-to Rabbi Yisai. Such chidushim in the Rishonim that we have, Baruch Hashem, the Rash is chidushim and Zroim. And the Rash tells us, and he quotes our Shittas HaTosfos. The Rash is dealing with the same kasha as Tosfos. And the Rash says, how could you say, I know the most of Davar Shina Shaloi, what are you going to do with kashrus? What are you going to do with the Bela? What are you going to do with Basar Bechola? So Dr. Rash says, there were certain Rabboisai, there were certain Bali HaTosfos that he's referring to, that answered this question. How did they answer this question? They answered this question through the Yisai, that Tosfos Yevamos on Pei Gimel says that there are certain Yisurim that lend itself to Machshava, and that's when you need Bailus. But in a Hanami, when it's just the Metzias, so then it lends itself to anyone, and they can Aser. But anytime you need Machshava, you need Bailim. So comes along the Rashi Shans, and he says, this can't be true. They're missing a Gemara. Tosfos Yevamos forgot a Gemara. Who knows which Gemara Tosfos Yevamos forgot? Where? Yeah, Paras Chatas. Excellent. A Mishnah. So where does anyone know where that Gemara comes up? No, it probably does come up from Sachem also. You're right. But where does a Gemara that we briefly, I didn't put it the entire Sugi on, but it comes up in a Sugi that we referenced. No, in the Gate of Baba Kama, but it comes up in that Gemara of Gittin Hezek Sheno Nicker. The Gemara talks about Ha'oise Melacha Kataras Mechatas. What in the world is this talking about, Rabbi Say? Let me explain to you something, Rabbi Say. In the Sugya of Hezek Shein or Niker, there was something back in the times of the Beis HaMikdash that had a lot of value. And that was Paraduma. Kayadua, Rabbi Sai. Anyone knows the story from what? From the Gemara says what? Who is the goy that the Gemara learns out? The story, Rabbi Sai, anyone remember? Come on, what's his name?
With the father sleeping?
Yeah. What's his name?
I'm forgetting the name.
Mark Kedushin, Rabbi Sai. Don't feel bad, I'm actually forgetting the name right now also.
3 o'clock.
I'm really losing my mind. Kedush Lamed Aleph. Chavra. So sure to get older.
Tell me about it.
Dama Ben Nesina. Dama Ben Nesina. Thank you, Hashem. Dama Ben Nesina. Dama Ben Nesina, right? Right? He wouldn't wake up his father. And he what? He ultimately got a schar. He got worth more than all the jewels that he got. He was noiled in his family, in his household, in his corral, a paraduma. What did they want from his father? Why did they want the gems, the Sanhedrin? They wanted it for the chayshim. Exactly. Zahol shmuz on its own. By the way, how can you learn kibud avim from Dama Ben Nesina if he's a goy and he's not even chayv in kibud avim? Okay, good. These are all good kashas. Correct. Good. For future shmoozes, Rabbi Yisai. Good. Marals, excellent. Mirtz Hashem. I don't have time to go into it now. A lot to talk about.
This is valuable stuff. This is mamish. We're talking millions of dollars over here. Millions and millions of dollars over here. If you come, by the way, does anyone know recently when this was nogeya? They thought, I gave a shiur on this actually in my shul. They thought, you know this, Benny? Yeah. Where? In Lakewood. Yeah, in Lakewood. It was in Lakewood. There was a guy who had a paraduma, and Rav David Feinstein came down. There's a whole YouTube video, you know, that he went down to Paskin. So I gave a whole shiur about this. So they really thought it was a paraduma. So what was the problem?
It grew a blemish.
What?
It grew a white spot.
No.
It was work.
It did work.
It didn't do work. It became pregnant. Those are two. That would have been a problem. And that was no. And the other psul was it became pregnant. So that's like mama's right there. You miss you're hesach hadas for a second. You just lost $6 million, probably more. Rabbosai, that was the what?
What would we have done with it?
We would have preserved it. People were thinking this is the Beis HaMikdash that's coming now. You know, so what would we have done in the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash? We would have made Paras Mechatas. Maybe we would have made. Okay, we'd have preserved it probably. But Rabbi said, Lamaisa, if a person does Malacha with the Mayim, the mixture that they do after they burn the Paraduma, the ashes, and they put it into a mixture, right? They're all right. What parsha is this? What is it? Parsha's Kukas, right? Yeah, these are dinim. Yeah, I gotta know these dinim. They're gonna come up in Gemaras all the time. Everybody said. So you do a malacha, you can mamish pasul. You can mamish cause a guy a hefsid. Maybe it has a chain of nicker. That's what the Gemara has to talk about because you can't see it. But you do a malacha, you're mazik, right? But the Gemara has a drasha that says, I forget the exact drasha, that you need by paras mechatas dinichale. That the malacha was done, the nichale. That it's not against his will, and it's with rots. So the Rash says, but you're not the bailu. And if you hold by a oisa malacha b'paras mechatas that the Gemara is saying, you're now mazik, your friend, and the Gemara is discussing is it hezek shen or nigger, is it deraisa, is it the rabbanan, and that's the whole sugya and gittin. But this is something that lends itself to what? To what? To machshava. And it's talking about me being mazik my friend's stuff. And yet, I have the ability to asser it up. Zok the Rash, you see beferish, that even things that lend itself to machshava, there still is a din of oyser, adam oser, davish, and shaloi. So Toysis is chiddish in Yevomis, that you thought you discovered America, that it's all totally on whether it's totally machshava or not, has a problem to explain ha'isa malacha b'paras mechatos. Everyone here is kasha, a bamba kasha. How do you read a Mishnah in Paraduma? How do you read a Gemara in Gittin? How do you have the ability to ask your friend stuff if you need nichale? Ha'isa malacha b'paras mechatos, the Gemara has a drasha, it's only malacha de nichale if he wants it, if the person says, I know what I'm doing and I want it to be done, this is something that I want. The Gemara has a drasha. So if so, that should only be for the Bailin. How could another person asser up the Paras Mechatas who doesn't own it if it lends itself to Machshava? That's the kasha of the Rash. Zedmund for yeah, Benny.
Why is that Tolerant on Machshava in that case?
It's Nichole. The Gemara says if you do it without realizing it, it's not going to asser. That's Tolerant Machshava. Yeah, he didn't know. B'shoigig, he didn't know. Totally didn't realize that the Paras Chata is still kosher. You have still your $8 million. No one passes. It doesn't matter about the Maisa. I don't care. That's exactly what the Gemara is darshaning. It's not just a Maisa. By the way, Rabbi Yisai, there's a Geshmak Akasha. There's a total tangent. But this is a Yisai. This is one of my favorite Chidushim from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Mamish a bombish Chidush that he's Mechadish in Kama V'Kama Sugis. Rav Shlomo Zalman asks, he says, let's say the animal did work, right? I totally goofed, I messed up, but this is not nichale. Why is it not nichale? I'm losing $1 million. You know what Rav Shlomo Zalman says? You know who asked that kasha? Toysis asked that kasha. Toysis Mamitzi asked that kasha. I believe on the Flamin of a base. Toysis asked his kasha, never nichale. He doesn't want it to become posel. He didn't know, he's an amoretz. He didn't realize, he should have watched better. But this is loy nichale by definition. Shlomo Zalman asks, you know what? You ever hear the concept of psik resh de lo nichale? I don't have the ability to go into it, Rabbi said, but psik resh de lo nichale basically potters you from getting killed because I didn't really want this to happen. Or even, let's say, amloch shenitzich legufa. I'm not really doing this for its purpose. This is something. So let's say you have a psik resh de lo nichale. Something that I didn't, like I'm brushing my teeth, right? Is brushing my teeth a malach on its own? Probably not. Okay? Probably the bristles are spread apart enough that it's not going to be dush. I'm not using toothpaste, so it's probably not going to be a mamachik. I'm not going to wash my toothbrush afterwards, so it's not going to be a hachana. What's the problem? For certain individuals, there's a problem of netilas neshama, because it's a psik resha, even though I'm not mechavein, is an inevitability that I'm going to cause some dam on my gums. So for such an individual, it's really a problem to brush your teeth on Shabbos. That's called a psik resha. It's a psik resha de lo nichale. I don't want my gums to bleed. You're right. That's why you probably won't be chayav chatas. But why don't you say that every davar shenu miskaven is a psik resha de lo nichale, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. You know why? Because I don't want to get killed. Is that a kasha? That's a gishmak kasha. That's a moiradik kasha. Every single davar shenu miskaven that has a psik resha should be lo nichale because I don't want to. And I never wanted this in the beginning. I didn't realize. I would never want this. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's not considered lo nichale. Le'nichale is if a goy would say, this is something that I want. You can't say le'nichale because this is the way halacha deals with this. That's a joke. That's what Shlomo Zalman says he is soid, and that answers. That's why Shlomo Zalman says you can't open up your fridge and say, oh, I left the light on, so I would really rather if the light would not turn on when I would open up the fridge. So psik resh de le'nichale, like some rabbanim wanted to say. Your matzav defines that this is le'nichale. Says Shlomo Zalman, that's not the way you define le'nichale. You want your fridge to function in the normal way it functions. And if GE decided that this is going to have a light and it's going to be more clear and this is the way the fridge functions more, that by definition is nichle. You know who decides whether it's nichle or lo nichle? Joe Schmo in the GE company. When he put the electrical connections together, he's the one who decides whether it's nichle or lo nichle. It's not whether or not I know Hilchos Shabbos and I know whether or not I'm going to get Michaev Skeel or Michaev Sreif over here. That's not what's going to define whether or not it's a geshmaki yisrael. Why am I talking about this? Oh, because he brings that out from Parah Adum. He brings that out from Parah Adum. You can't say that I don't want to lose the $1 million because Azoy is. That's Memela. So, but over here, but Lamaisa, fundamentally, Rabbi said, for our sugya, everyone agrees to the din of the Gemara, to the drasha that Chazal have, that it's not just Malach, it's not just the Metzias, it's also the Metzias with the Machshava that you thought about it. And therefore it's Nichalei. So Zok the Rash Mishans, Tosis is wrong. Toisus and Yevamis is wrong. So now we have to really do some research, Rabbi Yisrael. Comes along the Rosh Mishans and says, so how do I deal with Toisus' fundamental cash? So when do you apply the din of other Moser Davish Initial? When do you apply the din of another Moser Davish Initial? So what does the Rosh say, Rabbi Yisrael? Comes along the Rosh and he says, in each place where the Gemara presents the debate between the Tanoim and Amoraim about the concept of Avdom Osu Davish Nishlo or not, there's a separate independent reason. There's no running theme in each of them. There's a separate independent reason for each and every case. Anyone have a rash over here? So I can read his Lashon inside? Anyone bring it?
What does it stand for?
Reb Shimshon. Shimshon or Reb Shimon? It's Reb Shimon. I think that's his first name.
Mechatas, I can as my... If it's like, I'm the friend.
You can. That's his kasha.
But if it's nichale, I mean...
Gemara says, even though you need nichale, you can. If it's nichale, yeah. Assuming it's nichale. Thank you. The Rash Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Yesh bechalkim. Who's he quoting? Ben Isra Atolib Machshav L'Shar Yisurim Dekilayim. The kilaim pluyim b'nechilse de bailing. This non la'el perakay mishnevav gabe roik yer kerem. The mechalik ben kshagila shom la'aksha achzer v'chein beis sirasa aruach la'achrov sirasa lefana v'hainu nami time gabe avirizara de enos avdosher shelo. So perak beis the chulin daf memalo shetoli machshavto shemachshavto la'avirizara v'loy. Oh, so that's he's quoting Bali Atosfos. There are those that are mechalik and saying avirizara kilaim. That's all toli machshava, and that's why it's toli on edam ozodavishin shelo. Zok the rash velo yitochen. It makes no sense. It's impossible. Why? Darei oisim alocha b'meichatos. Third wide line of the middle lines. Ubeparas chatos. The potter midine odom mechayev midine shemayim beperek anizokim in the sugya of what hezek sheinu nikur. Right? Alma oiser afal gav de toli b'machshava. So you see, I have the ability to ask for my friend's stuff, even though it's totally a machshava. You need nichole. Kedash come to Berak Elam and Sias, Daf Lamed. Oh, the Gemara of Mitzia, where that famous Taisus is. Hechnisa l'rovka v'dosha k'shera mishum deloy nichole. Just because a Parah Aduma did work does not mean that the Parah Aduma becomes puzzle. It has to be where he did work, where it was nichole. But if it did work, then it's no nichole. The Parah Aduma is not puzzle. The guy in Lakewood could still make millions of dollars. Elakol honey hainu taima. Oh, so after Rash, so then what's the pshat? So where do you, once you're going to drop Tyson Yavamas, so what's the nukuda mechalekes? When is it toli on Adam Oyser? What is not toli on Adam Oyser? How do you explain all the sugyas? So listen carefully. Elakol honey hainu taima. Gabi avoida zara. Bay avoida zara. Loi shmei tikroibis avoida zara. Kevon she'enu shalot. By Avodah Zarah in the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Mem Aleph, where the Gemara says that this was totally on the fundamental debate of Adam Oser Davar Shein Shaloi, that was a unique halacha that applied to Avodah Zarah. If you're not the owner of this item, you don't have the ability to designate it as Tekrovis Avodah Zarah. You're just not given that capacity. Tekrovis Avodah Zarah is decided by who? It's decided by the Baal. That's what the Gemara meant, and that's totally on Ein Adam Oser Davar Shein Shaloi. That capacity was gifted to the Bible. The Gabe Parah. What about by Parah Aduma? Tala Akosa B'nichusa Da Oise Malacha. No, there, it's Machshava oriented. Sure, it's Machshava oriented. But what? It's the Machshava of whoever is doing the Maise Malacha. So if you are walking over to your friend's stuff, and you're aware about what you're doing, and you want to do the activity that you're doing, and you want the Parah Aduma to do this what action, so then what? It's given to you. Whoever is active. It's not like Avodah Zarah that I need to now designate this as Avodah Zarah. I need to now be magdir what the nature of this item, which is only given to Bailim. No. It's whoever is active needs das. So if you're active and you have the das, then you could nimazik your friend. Gabe para tala kosa v'nichusa da'oisa malacha. Tichsiv gabe egla arufa ofad. The Karina and Oyve, my Ovadini Husale, Rachel Matias, Upara, Yalfa Me Eglo, Umanda Lloyd Orish, Namik Zereshava, Alchemide, Mistama, Kazu, Kainzu, Dio Matsasim, and I'm a Furish. Good. So now he explained Avodah Zarah, he explained Parah Aduma, and now he's coming back to Kilayim. So what's the Yisrael of Kilayim? What's the Machlekes there? If there's no running theme, and there's no issue of anytime it's Tolia Machshava, then you need Bailim. So how are you going to explain our machlekes, our din? So up the Rash, the gabi kilayim, hainu taimu. Dichsiv, loy sizra mazareh, de nichle, v'ha in adam nenev loy nichle shalachir, inami, he gives two options. Let's focus on the second option. Inami shayni hocha, dichsiv karmucha. It's a gzeris hakosif. What's the Gzeris HaKasa, Rabbi Yisai? What's the Pasuk? Anyone know the Pasuk? Lo Sizra Karmacha Kilayim. Means when the Torah spoke about Kili HaKerem, it said what? Karmacha. It has to be yours. So there's no fundamental theme that runs through every case of Adam Eser over Dover Shinishalo. There's a fundamental Pasuk that applies to Kilayim that it says what? It's got to be yours. It's got to be yours.
The time of the Tanakama, Mar Bibi Yushalmi, Krada Amrina, Lysisra Karmacha, Amy Ala Karmacha, Karamacha, Menayan, Tamalorman, Likilai. Dr. Rash and Rabbi Meir, that disagrees in the Mishnah that we've been learning, that says, Adam Makdish Navashena Shaloi, when it comes to Kilayim, he has a drasha that even though the Pasuk says Karmacha, he has a drasha to be Marbe, Kilayim Shochavero. What does Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon learn? He says the Pasuk says Karmacha. So their machlokes is what? Is how to read a Pasuk. Is how to read the Pasuk of Kilayim. But is not a din fundamentally of what? Anytime you need machshava, whether or not you could ask for your friend's stuff. The Rash says, no, there was a detail in Kilayim that the Pasuk had Karmacha. Rabbi Yossi, in light of this Rash, who else holds like this? Who clearly holds like this, Rabbi Yossi? No, before the Chassam Sefer, Rabbi Yossi. A Rishon that I wasn't sure what he was getting at. On the side of your Tosis and Yevamis. The Tosis Yishonim. Tosis Yishonim and Yevamis says, V'oid yesh leimar, midichsiv karmecha. Meaning you don't automatically have to conclude everything that the Tosis and Yevamis concluded. That all of these dinim are toli and machshava and das. And that's the fundamental nekuda of the machlekes adam ha'yisaros or davar shenu shaloi. That anytime you need machshava in the iser, that's going to be toli on what? On adam ha'yisaros or davar shenu shaloi? No. Maybe not. Maybe not. And over here, the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon is what? Is whether or not there's a gzeres hakosa that I darshe now, that it's got to be yours for kilayim. A detail within kilayim. A totally different machlekes. Rabbi said, why is this interesting? Why is this a nekuda that I need for our sugya, Rabbi said? Oh boy, do I need this nekuda for my sugya. Because now, when I open up Rabbi Kiva Eger, and tomorrow, Rabbi said, I'm going to teach you yesodus that you guys are going to have to know for your kitchen. We're probably going to have early shir tomorrow, because I'm going to give a lot of background, and we're going to go through this Rabbi Kiva Eger. But make sure, Rabbi said, in the little time that I'm going to give you, I don't know exactly when shir is going to be, but get into Seder on time. Make sure you see the Rabbi Kiva Eger with this background. Because Rabbi Kiva Eger is going to take this machlokes, Tosis and the Rash that we just learned, and is going to now change the presentation of your kitchens and going to affect shilas that you are all going to face. And after the Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Yossi, you're going to see the way the Avi Ezri deals with this Rabbi Kiva Eger and Rav Shach. And then afterwards, Rabbi Yossi, you're going to open up a Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. And you're going to look at the way the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chatzah dealt with this Rabbi Kiva Eger and showed unbelievable shilas that each and every one of you are going to face. I guarantee you, Rabbi Yossi, it's going to be the most geschmack sugya that you've ever tasted in your lives. And I don't say that so often. So do not waste a second. Not only because you're Bnei Branim of Moshe Rabbeinu that has to be Eshmi Meshino Secha Amale, like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, but because this is the sweetest Torah that you've ever tasted in your life. But Rabbi Yossi, I'm not stopping here, Rabbi Yossi. I'm going to bring things full circle. And Amir Tzashem, we are going to finish the sugya Mubi Basra and plug it back into our sugya, and then we're going to call it a feta complete. So Rabbi Yossi, enjoy. Amir Tzashem, tomorrow we will continue this